Head into the weekend.
And El Nino typically brings warmer and drier winter weather conditions to the northern plains. Nutrien Ag Solutions principal atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass spoke at a BASF event in Fargo yesterday, saying this El Nino is punching below its weight class.
We're not yet seeing the typical El Nino behavior, so I'll question whether or not it's going to do what it typically does, which is to give us a more mild winter overall. I don't think we're going to have that. I think we're going to have at times some pretty deep cold that'll get into the area, and I still think we're going to be in decent terms of precip, which is what we want. We actually want to have a pretty nasty winter, believe it or not. It's actually good for the soil. Put in that snow, it's good for the melt in the spring, and overall it gets us in a better position for the following year. I don't think it's going to be as big as last year in terms of snow in the northern plains, but I'm optimistic overall about what the next 4 months is going to look like.
There is a positive outlook for the 2024 growing season.
So if you think about those years where we come off of an El Nino and go, you know, crashing back toward normal, even into a weak La Nina, those years where you transition from a winter El Nino to spring neutral tends to give us decent chances of moisture. In other words, we don't historically tend to develop drought following an El Nino. Now, the next year is when we can start to worry about, but that's too far out to really mention much about.
And water levels are low on the Mississippi River, the Amazon River, and the Panama Canal due to dry conditions. Snodgrass is worried about the impact on transportation for these three major waterways.
Fertilizer prices have